Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and not necessarily endorsed by Talk Radio 1170, the E.W. Scripps Company, or the program sponsors. This is Money Talk with your host, Dan Witham. Dan is a financial advisor with offices at 8516 East 101st Street, Suite C in Tulsa. You can reach him anytime throughout the week at 918-398-8387. Dan is a manager with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Now, here's Money Talk.
Welcome to Money Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dan Witham along with J.C. Haspel here in the studios. Steve Money has the day off. We'll give him a break for a change. Anyhow, we always give away a free book here on Money Talk. The book this week, JC, I like this book. It's called The Little Book of Big Dividends, A Safe Formula for Guaranteed Returns. Those are their words, not mine.
No, you're not guaranteeing anything.
I don't like using
anything.
The guaranteed word. Nothing is guaranteed in our business, I will tell you. Not in this business. But that's the title of the book, The Little Book of Big Dividends. It's all about how to get bigger dividends and more income from the stocks you buy. And many stocks have taken a hit over the past few years. As we know, value stocks, dividend stocks tend to do fairly well in downturns in the market. And dividend stocks in particular, people have always been attracted to dividend stocks. They see, you know, they always like getting that steady stream of income. And
right.
For some reason, it's a mindset, and I understand that. It's for conservative investors, obviously. It wouldn't be for the aggressive investor. But the conservative investors do like dividends. They like getting regular checks. And dividends tend to be a fairly consistent means of income for most stocks over the years, the more mature stocks. You can get a free copy of this excellent book. Plus, we'll send you a one-page questionnaire to fill out, send back to us to get your free custom 30-page report on how to get more from Social Security benefits. You don't have to pay more in, but you can get more out just by changing the when, where, and how you file for benefits. And it's something we've talked about on the show many times, given my books on the subject. And the Social Security report is free, by the way. We'll do it for you, absolutely free. All you do is fill out this one-page questionnaire that says things, tough questions, JC, like what's your name, what's your date of birth, JC?
Right.
Stuff like that. Things that aren't too complicated. Anyhow, you just need to fill that out and send it back to us, and we'll send you the book and the report. It's all free. If you want a copy of it, just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we'll send you the book and the information absolutely free. No cost, no obligation whatsoever. JC, this past week we had a holiday.
Yes, that is correct.
And a lot of people shut off those fireworks?
Yes.
Which I think is a good thing. I know some people get mad because it scares their dogs, scares their animals. It does scare the pets. But I keep my pets inside until the fireworks are over. Then I let them out. Let my dog out. You know, to go run around the yard.
Makes sense.
But I'm glad people celebrate the 4th of July. I want people to celebrate the 4th of July. The 4th of July has specific meaning if you go back to the beginning of our country. I did some research on it this week. Did you know we've had three presidents die on the 4th of July?
I did not know that.
Thomas Jefferson, one of them. John Adams, another one. And those two both died on the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. How fitting.
Very interesting.
How fitting a bad day for them to die.
Yeah.
They lived long, healthy lives, apparently, and because they were around for the drafting of those documents,
right.
Obviously. So Jefferson in particular. And so 50 years later, they're still alive. These guys had pretty long. They were still kicking. Anyhow, James Monroe also was the third president who died on the 4th of July. He died in 1831, July 4th, 1831. So 5 years after Jefferson and Adams did. But it was interesting that they died on the same day, too. Jefferson and Adams died on the same day, both on 4th of July, which is just divine providence.
It's very, very patriotic of them.
Mm-hmm. It's divine providence, I'm telling you. Anyhow, that's what I think. What can I say? You may or may not agree with that, but that's up to you. But certainly a fitting day for those people, of all people, to pass away.
They would be thrilled to know that hundreds of years later now, we have to buy permits now to celebrate the 4th of July.
To celebrate our freedom, to show how free we are. And you got to pay money to get the permit. And that now we're talking about taking away our gun rights, too. Yeah,
got to love that freedom. So,
yes. Anyhow, 4th of July, very special day for all of us here in the United States, obviously. I was looking through some of my notes, and one of the things that, you know, Bill Sherman, who I'm a big fan of, has said, you know, we all seek to know the unknowable, was something he said on the show once when he came on my show a long time ago. And he said, we all seek to know the unknowable. And here's something else I found that I think is true. I think we seek to control the uncontrollable when it comes to investing.
Yes.
We want to have control over what our investments do. And this is why it terrifies us at times, especially in markets of peak volatility, because we have virtually no control over what they do, right? And we don't have control in any period. I mean,
right.
But in that period in particular, it's brought to our attention right up close and personal on the TV screen and on our Quotron, you know, or on our Quotron, on our iPhones nowadays. We used to call them Quotrons back in the day.
Using your abacus?
That's right. We had computers that were called Quotrons once upon a time when I started in this business. Anyhow, but now we have all the information coming to us, and nothing makes us feel more frustrated than having no control over an outcome, regardless of what the outcome is, right?
Right.
This is why people are so afraid to fly, JC. It's not the pilot, hopefully, that's afraid of flying. It's the passengers in the aircraft, right?
Typically, yes.
The 150 of us in the back rows have no control over the outcome, right? What's the speed, the airspeed for a 737?
Oh, I don't know. Somewhere 150? In the 500 range. You know.
No, what's the minimum airspeed?
Oh, minimum? I honestly don't know.
Okay. So anyhow, as the 737's hurling down the runway at about 150 miles an hour trying to get up to speed to get off the ground, and we're all in the back white-knuckle holding onto the armrest because we have no control over what happens next, do we?
No, not really.
Whether it goes airborne or goes plows into the field or whatever, you know. We have absolutely no control over it. Now, the pilot hopefully has some control.
Although, if you throw a big enough fit, you can make the airplane land.
Yeah, but then we go the United way? Is that what you're talking about? Then they drag you off the airplane?
Make sure you're not on United, yes.
Anyhow, but what I'm trying to say is one of the elements of investing that frustrates so many people is that they have no control over the outcome. Now, many people mistakenly think that their advisor does have control.
Right, yes.
Now, the logic behind this escapes me. Because does Apple do what you want it to do?
No, it does not.
So you don't tell it, go up 3 points today?
No.
Or go down 2 points?
No.
Today? And it pretty much just ignores you, doesn't it? Does what it wants to
do. It just appears that I control it.
Right, okay. So, you know, this is an amazing illusion because some advisors want people to believe they can control what their investments do. We can't control what they do. We can't control what the market does. We can only respond to what it does and try to respond in the best fashion possible, in a logical fashion. We try to respond in a logical fashion. Most people respond how, JC?
Based on emotion.
Yeah, especially when it comes to selling.
Yes.
You know, I would say we buy based on logic and we sell based on emotion. And then we wonder why it doesn't work.
Their sell criteria is enough fear.
Right, enough fear. When the market
once
drops
I'm
50 points or 100
enough,
points. Yeah.
I will sell.
That's right, I will sell. But if you ask me before this all started, I'm going to tell you I have a logical reason for wanting to sell. But when the reality hits, it's going to be something a little different as to when I sell, which is going to be when my panic button goes off in my mind. And the more news stories that come out, the more negative news stories, the more likely that's going to happen quicker, sooner rather than later. Unfortunately, it's almost never soon enough. It's always too late when they're usually selling. Because when the news reports something bad about a stock or about the market, JC, is it usually after it happens or before it happens?
Typically, it's after.
It's after, right? Otherwise, it wouldn't be news at that point. It'd be a forecast. And so, by nature, if you think about this, when the news media reports it, it's already happened. And it's already, we say, baked in the cake. It's already priced into the market or into the stock, whatever it might be. And therefore, ergo, it's too late to respond to it. Normally, and especially if you're doing it emotionally. And the problem is, you know, people that just do this stuff emotionally have no methodology for what they're doing. But this is how I still see most advisors investing this way. They say they still advise their clients this way.
Right.
Which to me is astounding because
all they know.
It's a terrible way to run your book. And, you know, the other problem is we have as advisors, I can tell you, JC can tell you my phone rings 30, 40 times a day with wholesalers calling us and different companies calling us with research and all kinds of stuff, mutual fund companies, annuity companies, whatever they are. And they're all recommending different things to you, right, at different times. Obviously, their products
is what they're recommending. Ironically enough, the thing they are selling is the best thing.
So as an advisor, if you don't have a strategy that you follow, you're blown around like a ship without a rudder. You're just blown every which way but up by all these different recommendations coming at you. And then you also get recommendations from your own firm,
right,
which contradict each other. Because our firm has, 50 whatever analysts, whatever you want to call them, they're all going to recommend different things
right
at the same time. They're all going to say, do this, do that, buy energy, buy tech, buy whatever. It happens. That's just our world. That's the world we live in. And that's why I like having quantitative strategies, because then I can ignore all that noise. And that's all it is noise. And you just have to tune it out and decide what your discipline is going to be and then stay with it. Because otherwise, if you get on CNBC every day, you'll find a different recommendation, won't you?
Right.
Different stock or whatever commodity, whatever it might be. And if you look at it today, it'll be different than if you look at it tomorrow. And the next day, it'll be different yet again. And you can get conflicting opinions on the same subject at the same time. Mark Faber, he's going to say what? The market's going to crash. He's been saying it for 15 years. Every year, he's been wrong every year. It just kills me. But yet they still play him on CNBC. He was on the other day on CNBC. And I'm like, why do you put this guy on TV? But anyway, there'll be somebody on the opposite end of that who will say, buy. The market's going up, Jim Cramer. The market's going up, whatever it might be. You'll have conflicting opinions at the same time. And this happens all the time, no matter which media outlet you use. You're going to see this all the time. So just get used to it. And we've got to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, The Little Book of Big Dividends. You can get a copy of this great book. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave us your name and your address, please, and we'll send you a great copy of this great book. Thank you.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607.
That's 800-303-4607.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan with them, along with J.C. Haspel. Here in the studios, the voice of the one and only Buddy Holly, one of my favorite musicians. I want to remind you of our free book, The Little Book of Big Dividends, a safe formula for guaranteed returns. I don't like that word, guaranteed. It's nothing's guaranteed, believe me, but that's the title of the book, so I'm just telling you what the title says. Anyhow, The Little Book of Big Dividends, a good book for you to read. It's a simple book, very easy to read. And if you want to learn more about dividend stock investing, this would be the book to read. If you'd like a free copy of it, just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we will send you a free copy of this book. No cost, no obligation whatsoever. Okay. Back to my notes, JC. Practice strategic procrastination. Many decisions we make we'd be better off if we had waited a day or two, especially when it comes to investing, right?
Oftentimes, yeah.
For many people. When you are tempted to act impulsively, the best thing to do is to delay the response. Commit to delay a specific time period before each investment decision to allow time for the impulse to wear off and for your thinking brain, not reactive brain, but your thinking brain to engage. I read a book a while back called Thinking Fast and Slow by, I think it's Daniel Kahneman, and talks about how we have two different processes in our brain. One is the survivalist instinct, and one is the deeper thought process. And they operate at different levels, and they operate entirely independent of each other, pretty much. But that's what they're referring to here, because it's your impulsive brain that's telling you to sell, usually. You know, the emotional, it's responding emotionally to something. And if you step back and think about it logically, you may decide to override that if you give it a day or so before
right.
you do anything. You know, Warren Buffett once said something that I think was very smart. He said everybody should be given 10 chits and only allowed to buy 10 stocks in their entire life. Because he said we would invest entirely differently. Probably a lot better
right.
if we did that. Because that's kind of how he looks at things. We should only be allowed to buy X number of things in our entire lifetime. And not this random day trading stuff in and out all day long for, you know, $2 or whatever it might be. Because then we take a little bit different perspective of what investing is. You know, Benjamin Graham said that if you were buying and selling a month later, you weren't trading, you were speculating, basically
right.
is what he said. That's speculation. That's not trading. That's not buying or investing. And, you know, Benjamin Graham, Warren Buffett, these guys have hold periods that are 10, 20, 30 years on average for their,
right.
for their positions. And miraculously, they've both been very successful at what they do.
Well, that's why you talk about panic selling. You also have panic buying. You have clients call up and say, I got to get into this right now. And they're wanting
right.
to, you know, as they're, you know, hanging up the phone, they're trying to get in the car at the same time to get to see you, to give you the check or something
right.
like that. And
yes.
They don't seem to understand that if it's a goodbye today, it's going to be a goodbye tomorrow as well, and the next day, and the next day. It's not like this is going to be a three-day hold period. Because if it is a three-day hold period, we have screwed up. Something has gone wrong.
Yeah, it's not. And, you know, I remember this so much with gold back in 2012, 2011, when gold had run up already, you know, 300%, 400%. It was around 1,500, whatever it was, an ounce. And we had people calling us every day, I got to buy gold, you got to buy this. And I'd be like, why? And they would say, oh, the dollar's going to be worthless, and we'll need gold to whatever, do whatever with. And sure enough, we're still using the dollar today.
Yeah.
Still trading dollars. Still using dollars. And gold's at $1,200 an ounce, by the way. It's dropped.
So, well, hurry up and give me all your dollars then before they come worth
it. That's right.
I'll pay you 50 cents for those dollars.
You know, and there's never been such a mindset, such a herd mindset as there was with gold. I don't think I've ever seen a phenomenon like,
right,
like
yes.
that one. And that was driven by marketing, marketing, TV, gold commercials.
Yes.
It's never been worth zero. And you got to buy it. You got to buy it now. It's going up. And you know, it just makes you wonder. But that's part of what I try to stay away from is fads like that and try to advise people, step back, take a deep breath. The world's not coming to an end. The dollar's still here. We're still trading dollars. We'll still be trading dollars 2 years from now. We'll still be trading probably 20 or 30 years from now. Make volatility your friend. Fear of market volatility is a mindset. And the result of focusing too much on short-term outcomes. If you have years before you plan to liquidate your investment portfolio, volatility has a tremendous potential to be your friend. We tend to make long-term investment decisions, JC, based on short-term inputs.
Yes.
Don't we? What the market does this month or last month, and instead of looking at the long-term and playing the long game, we tend to play the short game with our investments. The problem is investing is a long game. There's no question investing is a long game. It is not a short game. It is a 30, 40-year time horizon. Most of us invest like it's a one-month time horizon. I mean, if you think about our decisions to sell, especially that's what we do. Now, we go into these investments. I mean, Faber said this years ago on the show, he said, you know, we buy with a different time horizon than we sell.
Yes.
We go into the investment thinking we're going to have it for 20 years, but then a month later we sell when it dropped 2%. We dropped it and we kick it and go on down the road and move on to something else. And so somewhere in there, something changed. Our perception of that investment changed radically. If we wanted to hold it for 20 years and all of a sudden we're going to hold it for 20 days, something that just doesn't make sense. And this is why so many people have so much trouble investing. And, you know, one of the things Nick Murray points out a lot is when the stocks go on sale, we act like they have the plague. We act like we're scared to death of them.
Right.
Everything else we buy in our lives, we go buy more of it. If it's tuna or whatever it might be, we hear whatever it is, you know, we go buy more of it.
Right.
It's on sale. We think it's great. Because if you think about it, if tuna's on sale or sells for a dollar a can, Starkist, let's just say, tuna, right, is a dollar a can, JC, every day of your life. And then tomorrow, it's 50 cents a can. Right. Is there any difference in that tuna from today to tomorrow? Has it changed any?
No.
It's the same commodity, right?
Right.
But at 50 cents, it's a much greater value than it was at a dollar, right?
Right.
If it's the same commodity, if it's the exact same thing, assuming it's the same. So, and the same thing happens with a stock. If Apple stock's at 200 today, but it's at 50 tomorrow, is it still the same company?
Yep.
Still making the same widgets, right? Same iPhones that everybody and their brother has.
Right.
All over the world. But yet people run from it like it's a horrible disease when it's at half the price that it was 2 days ago.
Right.
And this is just illogical if you think about it, because the objective when it comes to investing is to make money. When you buy real estate, do you try to pay the most you can pay for a house?
No, actually, I do not. I try and actually pay the least.
Okay. Right. I mean, this is logical. Right. So why would we want to buy a stock? Why do we want to pay the most for a stock? We could buy it for half of what we, 2 days later, we could buy it for half of what we paid for it a couple days earlier.
Exactly.
But that's how the brain works. That's how the human mind works, which is amazing when you think about it, because there is no logic to that whatsoever. We would rather pay more for a stock that's going up than pay less for a stock. And it's just a real conundrum when you think about it, because the logic just isn't there. It just escapes me as to why we can't see the value of a stock that's decreased in price, all other things being equal. You know, Apple took a big hit back in 08 because of the market, not because of Apple's earnings or anything, but because of the market. If we'd been smart, we'd have bought a lot of Apple.
Right. Yeah, it fell by 50%.
Right.
You buy it at half price.
Right. And nothing changed with Apple's outlook. Right. Nothing changed with the company. It's still a great company. It's still one of the best companies in the world. Nothing changed. But, you know, that's what happens. That's the way things work. And so it's just our mindset. Our mindset tells us that if something drops in price, it's bad. We equate it with being bad only when it comes to investing. We've got to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, The Little Book of Big Dividends. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with Wilmot, J.C. Haspel. I want to remind you of our book, The Little Book of Big Dividends. Great book. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address. We'll send you this book along with our one-page questionnaire to fill out for your free custom 30-page Social Security report on how to get more out of your Social Security benefits. You see, it's good to have a voice back. First time I've had my voice in several weeks.
Yeah, you were having a rough time the last week and a half.
It feels good to be able to talk for a change. I know poor people have to listen to me now. I'm sorry. But anyhow, enhance your investing skill. JC, thankfully for all of us, Al Gore, you know, invented the internet several years ago. And we have to thank him for that. And global warming.
And global warming.
Yeah,
and he admitted that as well.
Yeah, I'm sure that they're thankful to him. Anyhow, so there is a rather large source of information available to the investing public about investing, which would be the internet, of course, okay? But what I would suggest you do, if you want to learn about investing, is read some of the publications from some of the masters. To see, you like William O'Neill?
Yes, very much so.
He published a great book, How to Make Money in Stocks.
Yes.
And some other books also. But when it comes to growth stock investing, William O'Neill would be the one I would recommend to read about. He's one of the smarter guys out there on the planet in terms of growth stock investing, and who can actually articulate and explain it to people, I think, in a good way, which is one of the things to his credit. Warren Buffett, you may have heard of. Done a little investing. Been pretty successful. Berkshire Hathaway, little company he runs. Benjamin Graham, who was Warren Buffett's mentor, published a book called The Intelligent Investor, of which I've given away thousands of copies. One of the best books ever written on investing, and I would highly recommend it if you've not read it. Read The Intelligent Investor. Now, William O'Neill is a different guy from Benjamin Graham. They're kind of like polar opposites. One's value and one's growth. But I would suggest you read both. I think it wouldn't hurt to read a little bit of both and maybe invest, you know, depending on if it's suitable for you, invest according to whichever one you feel more suitable, more fits your needs, so to speak, if at all. Be brave. Do not be afraid. Be an optimist. I've talked to many people who come in who want to invest, JC, in the market, but yet they're pessimistic about the market.
Yes.
And this is an interesting dichotomy because the two are in direct contradiction with each other.
Right.
And what they don't realize is their brain's going to struggle with this issue. They're going to have a hard time with this issue because you can't say, I want to invest in stocks but not believe in the U.S. economy.
Right.
Because if the U.S. economy fails, your stocks probably aren't going to do very well.
Right.
No matter what stocks you buy. And so I had a client make a statement the other day, sitting in my office, and I questioned him when he said this, but he said, the market's overvalued. I think the market's going to correct. The S&P said, I think the market's going to correct. So I looked at him and said, why? I said, okay, why? He said, well, it's at 2,200, 2,400, whatever it is. And I said, okay. So I said, have the earnings gone up in the companies that make up the S&P 500 over the last 8 years? Yes, he said. I said, so the value of those companies should have gone up an equivalent amount, if you're going to keep things constant between the price earnings ratio, right? So if a company's, if your earnings, JC, last year were $50,000, and this year they're $100,000, that cash flow is worth more, isn't it?
I would say so.
It's worth a good bit more. I mean, about twice as much.
Yeah.
Close
roughly.
To that. It's going to be close to that. Anyhow, it's going to be worth a lot more money. And so the same thing is true of companies and their cash flow. So when you look at the S&P 500, you have to realize it goes up for a reason. If the earnings of those companies have been going up 10, 15% a year, then the price of the S&P should be going up 10 to 15% a year. On a valuation basis, that means it hasn't moved. It's at the same place it was at the beginning.
Right.
If they're the same ratios, roughly the same ratios. Now, I'm not saying that's always the case. The market does get ahead of itself sometimes. Absolutely. Yes.
But people need to factor in the fact the economy expands. It's not a finite amount of stuff, dollars, technology. It all is expanding. And so it grows. It literally creates value out of nothing. You know, Apple didn't suck a bunch of money out of the economy and create Apple.
Well, not if you ask the Democrats.
Apple.
They think it's all, you know, zero-sum game.
Apple literally expanded in value, in technology, in dollars. I mean, it wasn't sucked away from
Oh, I agree.
From a finite amount of stuff.
What we're trying to say is the pie can be expanded. It's not a finite amount, contrary to what some politicians want you to think. Somebody doesn't get wealthy at the expense of someone else necessarily. Right. It's not the way it works. And but you have a very good point. And so, excuse me, I've always tried to tell people the only view you can have to be an investor is an optimist. If you're a pessimist like Mark Faber, who clearly is a pessimist, he should be short the market all day, every day.
I'd be curious to know how he really invests, because I wonder if he's saying that stuff for ratings.
Yeah.
Because no one gets on CNBC or any of these financial networks saying, yeah, I think the market's going to meander a little bit, and at the end of the year, we'll be up 5%. No, nobody gets on TV saying that.
Right.
It's always one extreme or the other. That's the only thing that gets ratings.
Yeah, and if Mark Faber's been short the market for the last 9 years, I'd hate to see what his portfolio looks like. There's probably nothing left. Yeah. He's down to 5% of his original value or something like that, because it hasn't worked out very well, I can tell you. And so it is interesting, because what I'm trying to say is you have to have faith in our economy. You have to have faith in the way things work. Otherwise, you shouldn't be investing in the stock market. I mean, if you don't believe that the American economy is going to grow, you should go buy CDs. I mean, I honestly think that. That's what I would do.
Right.
If I didn't believe in the U.S. economy, I'd go buy CDs, because then you don't have to worry about it. It doesn't affect you. But if you're investing in the market, you should have faith in those companies in our the capitalist way of life, the capitalist system. Now, if you go back and look over time, this is the only view that fits with reality. When Jimmy Carter was elected, the S&P was at 120, JC. Think about that. It's now over 2,000. Jimmy Carter was one of the worst presidents economically, right, ever. Did we survive?
Apparently we did.
We survived Barack Obama, who had zero job growth, actually lost jobs over 8 years. But we survived. And so all these people, you know, had a couple phone calls when Trump got elected saying that the economy, get me out of the market because the economy is going to tank. And not many of those phone calls, thank goodness, but... And, of course, the economy hasn't tanked. The country's done just fine. And we had more of this. We had this when Obama got elected, too. We had people of the same mindset, opposite political views, obviously, but they had a similar response. But you know what? The U.S. economy survived. The U.S. economy is very resilient. The American people are very resilient. Capitalism has been around for a very long time. And if anything has worked, it's been capitalism.
You look at it in your own household. I mean, did you stop buying iPhones just because Obama gets elected? Did you stop buying food? I mean, did anything really change in
gasoline,
your household?
Oil, right, exactly. Gold, whatever. Well,
yeah. Once a leader starts changing what you're actually doing in your own household, you know, what you buy and what you don't buy, that's when you start worrying. But until then, it's all going to keep going.
Well, and if you go back and you step back and look at this logically, Mr. Trump got elected last fall by the whatever vote, electoral college, let's just say not the popular vote, but the electoral college, okay? Millions of people voted for him. Millions of people voted for Hillary, also, obviously. Is it in Trump's best interest right now to tank the economy or have the economy grow?
Right.
I mean, it's not hard to figure out where his motivation is.
Right.
It should be pretty obvious. If the economy grows, chances are very good he'll get reelected. If the economy tanks, chances are very good he won't. No matter who's in the office.
Right.
That's the way it's going to go. Whether it's Obama or Bush or Trump, it doesn't matter. Of course, Pelosi still thinks Bush is president, by the way. So,
Yes.
It's in their best interest to grow the economy and to help people get jobs. And Trump understands this. He's a businessman. If anybody understands it, he gets it. Believe me. And so I don't see him trying to intentionally derail the U.S. economy.
Right.
I mean, that's certainly not be in his own best interest.
Right.
Long term. And so... You know, there's Steve said often, there's two jobs for a politician. One's to get elected, the second one's to get reelected.
Right.
and I agree. And I think Trump's of the same mind. I think he's a similar animal. I think he's going to run, you know, try to get reelected and try to do things. But I think he's going to try to make the economy run as smoothly as possible.
If for nothing more than his own ego, he's going to try.
Absolutely.
Because he's going to want to look like a winner. I mean, if there's one thing that's pretty darn clear, it's that guy want to look like a winner.
He doesn't want to look like a one-term president like Jimmy Carter. And you're absolutely right. You know, and I'm not trying to put down Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter wasn't trying to destroy the economy. I'm just saying the economy didn't do well under Jimmy Carter is all I'm stating, and because of a lot of different reasons, for 100 different reasons. But, you know, Reagan did a great job running the economy, and the economy boomed, you know, went into high growth phase. Trump wants to do the same thing, I'm sure, that Reagan did. I don't know if he'll be as successful as Reagan was. Only time will tell in that regard. We do have no way of knowing at this point. But I do know where Trump's motivation comes from, and I think his motivation is to make the U.S. economy grow. Now, Barack Obama, I'm not sure what his motivation was, but it's all over and done with. It doesn't matter. It's water under the bridge. But the U.S. economy survived. The economy didn't tank. We didn't you know, lose the dollar didn't go bankrupt. All these things didn't happen that people foresaw happening. And so we survived Barack Obama, 8 years of Barack Obama, which kills me. People say they can't survive Trump. I'm like, trust me, if you can put up 8 years of Barack Obama, we can put up with Trump for 8 years. We can handle this. This will be easy. What do you use? I like JC's phrase he used. You'll get used to more jobs, more money, and a better economy.
More freedom, yeah.
And more freedom and a better economy. You'll get used to it, I promise you. And you're right. I mean, that's the thing is, ultimately, it's the decisions they make and the choices. And really, it's not the government that controls our economy. It's the capitalists and the business owners and the people that hire people. And that's what drives the economy. That's always been what drives the economy. We've got to take a quick break. I'm going to remind you of our free book, The Little Book of Big Dividends. If you want a copy of it, just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan Blumel, J.C. Haspel here in the studio. I want to remind you of our free book, The Little Book of Big Dividends. You can get a free copy of it and our one-page questionnaire to fill out for your free custom 30-page Social Security report on how to get more out of your benefits. It's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail. And we'll send you a free copy of the book and the report also. JC, Wall Street assumes we make rational choices. Right? I think in a down market, if the sky is falling and they tell us to hold on, we'll just hold on.
Right.
Look at the pretty chart. Look at what it does. Look where it'll be 5 years from now. Look where it was. It's done this before. So if I had something that I said would ruin your heart, clog up your liver, make your teeth fall out, would you want to ingest it?
No.
Do people ever use meth?
Yeah, some people do.
A lot of people do. And it causes all those things that I just described, basically. And yet people still do it every day, right? Not logical choices. And we do the same thing when it comes to investing. You know, we make some terrible choices with investments. We buy some things that are just way overpriced and high fees and high expenses, things that just don't make a lot of sense for us. People do the same thing. Now, they're not always cognizant of it when they do it, and they may not realize what they're doing, but they do it. We do it all the time. One of my favorite Mark Twain quotes comes to mind here. He said, "Do not try to teach the mule to dance. It wastes your time and upsets the mule." I couldn't agree more. And have you ever had a conversation with a client where you're on one page and they're on another page?
Yes.
And you're just not, they're just not getting the point.
It's a very normal challenge of an advisor.
Yes, yes, it is. And I had a guy a couple of years ago that was a client. I still remember him saying, "Well, my account value goes up and down every month." He was in mutual funds. Mm-hmm. "My account value goes up and down every month." I was like, "Yeah, that's pretty normal." I said, "But every year, so far for the last 5 years or so, your account's been worth more at the end of the year than it was the year before, right?" And he goes, "Yes, but month to month it fluctuates." I said, "That's the market."
Yeah.
I said, "That is what it is," and it was bewildering because I couldn't explain to him. I couldn't even understand that that's no matter what mutual fund you buy or stock fund you buy, that's going to happen. That's just the way it is. But that's something you have to put up with. You know, the market, the volatility that scares us out of the market is the same volatility that creates the opportunity for us to make more money in the market. And yet we don't understand that.
Right.
We seem to want great returns with no volatility. We want 11%, 12% returns with no volatility. And we don't realize that that's not the way the world works. You know, the world just doesn't operate that way. And it never has, quite frankly. But there's people that think it does. And they think that they can get that somehow. All successful investing is a battle between one's need for certainty and one's tolerance for ambiguity. The emotional capacity to function under uncertainty is both the key to capturing equity returns and a critical test of one's maturity. The more certainty you need, the more you will allocate your portfolio toward bonds, and the lower your lifetime return will be. The more ambiguity you can tolerate, the more you'll allocate to equities, and the higher your lifetime return will be on average, let's just say. So we see that successful investing, JC, isn't intellectual. It's behavioral. What is your attitude towards equities, toward the future? Optimism, as I mentioned earlier, is the only outlook that squares with the historical record. You know, I think that people would be better served if they could never see a statement. Right?
Yes, I agree.
If you just said, or, and you know what hedge funds do, this is what hedge funds used to operate. I don't know if they still do, but they used to say, you got a 10-year lockup. Your money goes in, it's staying here for 10 years. You're not getting it out for 10 years. If we could do that with the investor's money, they'd probably be much better served.
Yes.
The average investor, because they wouldn't have the temptation to pull out. They wouldn't have the ability to pull out and get it and go on to something else, which is what they do constantly. They buy ABC fund that did 20% last year, and then it does 5% this year. And so they switch this year to XYZ fund that did 20% this year, and the next year it does 5%.
Right.
And they do it again the year later, and then they wonder why they're not getting good returns, because we can't sit still long enough to get the returns. We make money in investments over time, not over the short run. You know, and as the advisor, our value comes from managing client behavior. I think it more comes from managing client behavior than anything. That is our job. That is what we do, is try to manage client behavior, which is very difficult to do. It's not easy. It's very challenging. But it's something we have to do and we have to address on a constant basis. And so the people that tend to do the best in the long run are the people that follow what their advisor tells them to do. So, JC, if you went to your doctor, the doctor said, JC, you got gallstones, right? And he says, when you take your gallbladder out, would you A, listen to him, or B, ignore him?
I'd probably listen to him.
If you thought he was correct. Right, just say, assume you thought he was correct. Okay, you'd probably listen to him, right? You'd probably go, have the surgery done, take the gallbladder out. But yet people do the opposite with their advisor. The advisor tells them do this, and they do something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can't figure out why they weren't successful. And it's kind of like blaming your doctor. If he tells you to do something, you don't do it. But I'm sure people do that to doctors all the time. I'm sure they have that happen. And yet they wonder why they weren't successful, you know, despite what the doctor told them to do, they didn't do it. And so it's amazing the decisions that we make and the things that we do, but then we don't want to be held accountable for our results because they'll still blame the doctor. You know, they'll still blame the doctor for their gallbladder issue, for their issues, whatever it might be, if they don't have it done. And yet he's probably scratching his head going, what in the world has happened? You know, why didn't they do what I asked them to do?
Right.
But, you know, we are no different in our job. We can only advise the client what to do. We can't force them to do what we want them to do. Now, they might be better off if we could, but the way it is, we just can't do that. And so when you buy your real estate holdings, your rental houses, what's your hold period for those? What do you expect it to be?
At least a couple decades.
Okay, so 20, 30 years. So it's not 1 month, 2 months.
No, that'd be... You're not. It'd be a hard way to do it. Yeah. You can't really day trade real estate.
So, especially at 7% commission, yeah. Going in and going out, that would get a little expensive. But one of the reasons that I think you do well in real estate, and why a lot of people do well in real estate, I've always said this, is because they can't see the price of it every day, and they can't sell it in 30 seconds for $5. Because if we could, people would be trading real estate like crazy, and they'd probably never make money at it. They'd probably lose money at it consistently, which is what a lot of people do with stocks and funds, because they don't sit still long enough. And we've got to learn to sit still. And that's the key. And then having discipline, following our discipline. We have to have a discipline. We have to follow it. We're about out of time. I want to remind you of our free book, The Little Book of Big Dividends. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Thank you very much for listening.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,